Well, when you look at the Angler of the Year rankings in the FLW Tour, you saw a whole bunch of people in the last tournament, right after Beaver really jumped, and one of them was with me today, and that's Chad Morgan-Taylor. And, Chad, I guess the first thing is 16th to 6, got to make you happy, but a good year after maybe one of those that you wish you forgot a little bit about.
Oh, it's a great year after about two or three I wish I could forget about, to be quite honest with you. I don't know what it is. You know, Mark Davis, you guys did a deal with him, and he couldn't put his finger on it either. I couldn't put my finger on it either. It's just taken me a couple of years to make the adjustment from the different tournament circuits.
Well, you talk about that. Now, different tournament circuit, of course, you mean BASS, and you had a lot of success there very early in your career. I mean, you went into your career as a BASS angler, came out and really caught the world on fire, actually, and had some great events, won some tournaments, did some things like that. But then you shifted gears. You went over and got more sponsor-aligned with FLW, made a change there when they went to the Elite Series. Is it that much different? Give me an idea what you're thinking about, and when you made that change, what were some of the things you noticed?
Well, the whole turning point for me was whenever Bass went to the Elite Series and dropped it down to the 100 guys and dumped the entry fees up to $55,000. You know, at that time, I didn't have the sponsorship with Jasper set up to wrap my truck and my boat, and hadn't developed the relationship with them yet. And it was a lot of commitment on my part. The reason that I didn't choose to stay with Bass is not because I was unhappy with my performance or what was going on there. I enjoyed the circuit. I enjoyed the lakes they went to. They did what they could to take as good a care of us as possible. But I wasn't willing to base my entire career on 1 year's worth of fishing. FLW, at that point, I was already with Ranger Boats, Yamaha Motors, and was a little bit better aligned for the FLW Tour. FLW had still at that point hadn't increased their entry fees yet, still offered a better business plan in my mind. I mean, and then they come out with the series, which offered me the 11 events at that time that I needed a year to succeed as an angler and to continue to build my career. What I didn't see coming was the difference in the two circuits. There's just several things that compiled the problem that I was having with it. I mean, practice period, no off limits. Stuff that I was used to and that I had trained myself fishing with Bass didn't exist with FLW. And because of that, I stumped my toe for a couple of years, and it took me a while to get back into my groove.
Well, and I got to talk a little bit about the fact that you're kind of a guy that would not afraid of practice, gets out there, you know, starts in the morning, goes till dark. And it's one of those things where when you see the level of competition with 200 anglers now in the field, and everybody does that, it makes the fishing tougher, so it really kind of grows on itself a little bit. But by the same token, payouts are very, very good at FLW. They run a class organization as far as the tournaments are concerned. And as you mentioned, I think there's a genuine interest there to make some stars out of some guys that, you know, may not have in any other time.
Yeah, exactly. You know, each tournament trail has their idea of how they want to market, promote their anglers, and grow their business, whichever one it might be. And they do have interest when... Each one of them has interest. You know, FLW has interest in selling and marketing boats, and they do a great job of that. And ESPN obviously wants to grow and increase ratings. But it's a balancing act here. You know, I was put in a situation where I had to make a decision. I made the decision, and of course, right out of the box, whenever you go through the first year, I don't know what I finished last year, but it was not good. Immediately, I had to ask myself the same question, is did I make the right choice here? And it really had me wondering, what's going on? Do I need to try to get back into the Elite Series? Of course, at that time then, I had just signed a deal with Jasper, and we're going through our initial relationship recording process, and here I am, dead last in each tournament, you know? So not exactly how you want to try to impress your newly found best friend, you know?
Well, you're talking about being dead last. You really weren't. You know, you just didn't have the tournaments like you're used to having. And Jasper Transmissions and Engines is who you're speaking of. And, you know, a non-endemic sponsor that has the wherewithal and been in NASCAR and done all the things that they've done, you add that on top of your regular sponsor list, which includes Reaction Innovations and Ranger and Yamaha and the people you mentioned, and pretty soon you start looking, now this is lining up pretty well, but it took that 1 year, it would seem, it took that 1 year for you to kind of get everything formulated.
Yeah, you know, it did, and I tell you probably what was the best turning point. You know, my wife finally yanked my chain, and she said, look, 2 years of fishing both tours, because I fished the BASS and the FLW Tour for 2 years. And then at the end of that second year is whenever I stopped with BASS, and switched directly to FLW, but what I did that didn't seem to help me was now I fish the FLW Tour, the FLW Series, and I fish the Midwest Strength. Now, toward the end of the year, whenever the tournaments finally eased up just a little bit and I wasn't somewhere different every week, my wife said, you know, look back at your career. Look back at bass. When you just fished the BASS Tour, you did well for the first 2 years. When you increased your tournaments, you started fishing poorly again. And, you know, I couldn't ignore the fact that she was right at that, as bad as it was to mention, you know, to acknowledge that. I mean, she was right. And so toward the end of the year, I had a good run with the Strand Series there in the Midwest, and I ended up winning Angler of the Year because we wasn't somewhere every week. You know, now that's not the same competition that's at the tour level or the elites, obviously. But at the same time, it got me on a roll, and it got me out of whatever funk it was that I was in. So this year I repositioned myself. I said, you know what, no Strands, just the FLW Tour, the FLW Series. And other than the disaster that happened in Okeechobee right out of the gate because of the low water conditions, I've been doing better this year than I have in a long time. You know, it's like Yella said, you grab that momentum and you can't necessarily put your hand on it, but you just go with it. And that's what's happening to me right now.
Well, you know, as an angler, you know, I get to fish weekend tournaments and that kind of stuff myself. And you look at it and you go, once you get on a little bit of a roll, that roll, if you keep the momentum and stay on the water, it tends to grow on itself. And, you know, you mentioned something I think is pretty important, the fact that you can fish too much. You can be out on the water too much, gets you thinking too much. It's sort of like the local, Chad, you know, that knows every spot in the lake. But then when he goes out and fishes a tournament, he's got too many spots.
Yeah, you know, and that's an interesting thought, too, and comment, Terry. You know, FLW, unfortunately, has, at times, they work hard to fill tournaments to keep their field full, but that does require them to take a few locals into the tour events every once in a while, and the series especially, and they're reevaluating that whole process right now, which is a good thing, but as a professional angler, you know, one, I necessarily don't like to see it, but the local factor a lot of times doesn't even come into play. Just like not very many locals have ever won the Bassmaster Classic on their home lakes. It's just, for whatever the reason, for whatever the pressures, the mental decisions that go with it, knowing too much, it doesn't really become much of a factor out on the tour, other than every once in a while you'll have them finish up there high enough that they'll rob points and cost the guy maybe a championship berth or a requalification for the next year, which is obviously tragic and something that needs to be addressed, and I think it's being addressed right now.
Well, I'm gonna wrap this thing up, but I want to talk about one thing very quickly, if we can, is the fact that Angler of the Year, I mean, it's a very, very tight race. J.E. Ellis, of course, is leading that, Andy Morgan right after that, and as you mentioned, you're in sixth place. But this is a tight race. This is going to go down to the wire, isn't it? It's going to be one of those that looks like it's going to be fun.
It's going to be fun. You know, Yellis obviously knows what it's like to close that door and to finish the deal. And, you know, Andy Morgan is just a phenomenal fisherman. And then, of course, you look at the other guys who have got a shot. You know, Mark Davis is right there as well. I mean, there's some serious competition there. It is going to be a tight race. But we've got one. You know, the Potomac, everybody's going to catch him. But in a slugfest like that, you know, it still can separate the field enough. And, you know, I'm 42 points behind Yellis right now, which is not probably as close as what I would prefer to be. But at the same time, it's definitely doable. And then you've got Erie. And who knows what can happen there.
Chad, as you reflect back here, you know, it'll be something that you'll remember, you know, coming back from adversity and coming back and doing well this year, and you're doing that right now, and I appreciate you being with us here at Bass Fan Radio.
Oh, it's always a pleasure, Terry. Anytime.
I'm Terry Brown. This has been Bass Fan Radio.